You know, it burns crops up. And so I had a field of cotton down where in Franklin Parish, about waist high, and it just blooming up a storm. And it in a patch of corn, and it was in roasting ears. Mm-hmm. I mean, tossling. Hadn't put the ears on it. In 3 days' time, that northeast wind had come a rain, and it turned all hot northeast wind. In 3 days' time, didn't have a leaf nor a blade on it. Whirlwind wind blew the fodder all out of the field.
This is in Franklin Parish? Where?
It's southeast of Richland Parish. Kind of south of Richland Parish.
What's the cities in Franklin Parish?
Windsworth.
How long were you were living there?
I just lived there 1 year. Mm-hmm. I close to Baskin. A little place between Monroe and Windsworth.
Yeah. Yeah.
I call it a road stop.
You say all night long the wind
blew hard.
And if you had some clothes hanging out on the line, you went out there and they were on the ground, you'd say, well, I guess the wind must have
blew them off.
And you'd say the wind started to
blow an eighth, I went to bed.
And if the wind had been gentle and was getting stronger, you'd say it was doing what?
Wind getting higher and higher. Harder and harder.
What if it's just the opposite? It had been hard and it's getting weaker.
It's giving away.
And if two people became members of a church, you say last week they
joined the church.
And you go to church to pray to
the Lord.
Or what's another name?
God.
Huh?
The God.
And the preacher preaches a
sermon, but a lot of times when he winds up, he ain't preaching at him.
Do you go to church around here pretty often?
I did go up till I got a little preacher down here, come right out there in the driveway and lied to me to get a saw I had on credit. I ain't been back since.
Why don't you just kind of start your own church? Do you think?
Well, I'll tell you, the church has got so many people in them now that don't believe in back in the Bible.
Uh-huh.
They believe in this fancy stuff that goes on now, and they don't want that. There's a whole 90% of the young generation, they don't want the Bible. They want something fancy so they can build it up. But you can't build it. The Bible tells you in the last chapter in it, neither add to this word nor take away. Last chapter, I think it's the 22nd chapter of Revelation.
Mm-hmm.
And these good preachers get up in the pulpit, he goes adding this college in it. Oh, that won't work.
You think college is pretty bad for people?
It's all right if it's just like everything else.
Uh-huh.
If it's carried out right. But any Christian preacher, or any preacher that preaches the word of God, this older generation,
uh-huh,
will tell you any time, don't put yourself in God's shoes. And as these little young preachers, they preaching for the dollar, they don't care what comes to you.
Do they have women preachers around here?
Once in a while you run up on a holy roller one. We call them holiness.
Uh-huh.
Get down on the ground, wallow like hogs, hoop and holler.
Does your church have women preachers?
We don't believe in it. We belong to the old time Baptists, way back yonder. And every denomination has come on, except the baptized believers that Christ called up to build his church, is not Christ's church.